navy in Hungary in 45-47?
The Red Army arrived in Hungary with relatively great force in 1944. It was composed mainly of Ukrainians under Malinovsky, and many of them had very, very little schooling. I would say, you know, the average had maybe 4 elementary schools, or some not even that, and have to be self-supporting. And so there was giving them free time to loot and take and rape and whatever they wanted to do. On the other hand, this all looked like a very messy picture, but then you later realize that there was a group behind them somewhere which knew very well what they have to do, how they will do it, how they will take over the country, and how they will create communist organizations and finally run down the country.
What was the reason why the Social Democratic Party and the other parties put up such poor resistance to the communist takeover bid?
The parties put up a relatively weak show against the communists for which had many reasons. Number one maybe is that the leaders were all coming from the underground movement, very worn out, not planning for the future, had no time to really plan for the future. And then the communists were very well equipped, were trained in Moscow. What is the most important point? What to take over from the police down to all other institutions which they thought is important for their cause. The second, the parties were immediately infiltrated by communists, like the Social Democratic Party had a so-called left-wing angle, which were really former secret communists, but the communists advised them to stay within the party and try to take over the party from inside. The smaller the party, which became the first majority party in the first election, was a party of many, many fractions, from a quite, let's say, left of center peasant movement to very conservative elements, or would be really, what I, in my judgment, be in any other country, 4 or 5 different parties together in one.
And did the communists know what they wanted and the other parties not?
Exactly, the communists knew what they want to do and the others had no plans whatsoever. And actually the communists' great advantage was that it was the Russian army was behind them, the money was behind them, as the other parties didn't have a penny at this moment, they didn't have a typewriter in Sovandia to get some scratch. The communists were well equipped, that came with the Russian army.
Could you give an example of a simple election fraud used by the communists to secure victory in 47?
In 1947, elections had two very important falsification factors. One was what they called the blue papers, which the Minister of Interior printed in, to my judgment, to my inside knowledge, in about 500,000 copies, of which they used, to later information I got, about 400,000 were used. They had false papers with them, maybe a birth certificate to it, maybe some other type of paper, which were also made by the party.